Okay, today's topic. Today we're going to try to do chazara on everything that we learned, to try to be mashlim all that we've done in the sugya of Kiddush Achoy. Dimensions that are from out of the sugya that we can and that we can have. I feel like we have a shleimus on the sugya of Kiddush Achoydish. So what we discussed yesterday, as we were talking about the sugya of Eid Nasa Dayan, we spoke about a lot of interesting shailas of whether or not there's a din of Eidah Shi'iyat Yochol Azima when it comes to Kiddush Achoydish. We can understand why not. After all, Edom Zoymimim are admissible when it comes to, if we pass him up the Edom Zoymimim, then it stays Kiddush Achoydish. If we would catch them beforehand in a Hanami, we wouldn't be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. But if you Mekadosh L'Chodesh based on Edom Zoymimim, it's good. So I'm not sure if you need Edish Shati Yochel Azim or not. The Menachas Chinuch seems to assume that you do. We said maybe it might depend on the two answers of Tosfos in Makkos, where Tosfos discusses what is the what is the reason for Eidah Shi'at Yochel Hazima? Is it because we want a deterrent, or is it because of that any time that's the parasha was written with Hazama, and if you don't have Hazama, then you can't have Eidos, which Chesky said is not a paraduma, but whatever, we'll leave that alone for now. Akopan, and we discussed, okay, let's say you need Eidah Shi'at Yochel Hazima, how could you have that? After all, what are you going to do to me? You're going to to kill them. It's a little bit severe. I don't think that that's what we're going to do. So we said, maybe give them Malkus. Where are you getting Malkus from? So maybe you get a Malkus from Loisane. Yeah, but Loisane is a Lav She'en B'Maisa. Maybe you get Malkus from Vitztiku. We said, Itztiku, that's only Itztiku as a Tzadik v'Rishu as a Rasha. It's only when there's two people here. I'm not talking about a Tzadik or a Rasha. I'm talking about Kiddush HaChodesh. So we said, maybe Itztiku is a Gilui on Loisane, and Loisane, you'll be like it. Even when there's no Itztiku. And it's a giloy that Loisana gets Malkus. We said, even Loisana, it's not Pashut over here. Why? Because, what does the Pasuk say? Loisana bereyacha eid shokher. And therefore, we could think that maybe there's no Loisana here, because it's not bereyacha. We said it might be machloikus between the stipler and Rabbi Akiva Eger, as to whether or not this is called bereyacha, maybe because it... Therefore, that's enough to make that we should have a din of Loisana. I'll call upon him. This is what we discussed. And we said it could be that maybe that there is no need for Edishat El Chazim. After all, the question was, ever be made that they came on Shabbos? If they came on Shabbos, so then if there weren't real El Shabbos, so then they're possibly as aid. If they're possibly as aid, you can't be over on Leisane. That's what we discussed. Can you be over on Leisane if you said Aedis that Bezdin thought was Aedis, but it's really not? It seems to be Mefurish of Gemara. Igloy Milsa Lamafreya that the Aedis wasn't Aedis. So we discussed, does it work Mikan Lahaba? Does it work Lamafreya? Maybe we'll say that you only become Puzzle if Bezdin Paskins that you're Puzzle. Then we said the Briskers don't need necessarily to have their special Aedis because no one Paskins by anyone that they're Puzzle Aedis. We said something else, that maybe over here, in particular, that would be considered to be Eidos. Why would it be considered to be Eidos? If a person's made, even though he's Machal Shabbos, because we said, over here, Bezdin Paskin based on your Eidos, and we accepted it. Usually, if you find out you are a Pasala Eid, so we'll say, okay, you never said any Eidos. That we thought that was Eidos. We considered at the moment Eidos, but being that you're now, we see that you're not an Eid. So therefore, everything that happened would never really happen. But over here, where Bezdin makes Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Kiddush HaChodesh gets solidified, even though he lied. So therefore, then Avada, that's considered to be Eidus. Therefore, we can say he's Oivran Leisana, perhaps. Or we took the other way. We said maybe this should be not Leisana, the other extreme, for the same exact reason. Because listen, this is not real Eidus over here. This is really about, if we are willing to accept to have Zoymimim, we're willing to accept to have Kroiv, anyone that's Mayid, and afterwards, once Bezdin Paskins, Kiddush HaChodesh, you're saying that the Chodesh was, and we're going to stick with that Kiddush. So what does that mean? The Edom are really just part of the protocol. But they're not really, they're not creating the psak for Bezdin. Bezdin decides when they want to paskin, and that's it. So if that's the case, then we understood that maybe there should be dafka no losana. We juggled back and forth with these questions. Is that clear what we spoke? I don't have any questions. Any good questions? I can't hear you so well.
Can everybody hear me now?
Not so well. I'm going to put on my ear pods because I'm a cool guy.
I have to try to keep up to Revy.
Whatever you want to call me.
Go ahead.
Generally, when
you have something.
Yeah, generally by regular Eidos, it needs to be either Shiyadu Yachal Azima or no, because the Pasuk clearly says Kasha Zama, meaning if they are proven to be Zayman, then we deal with them when that comes. But where else would you find that it has to be either Shiyadu Yachal Azima?
Okay, so great. So all Eidos has to be either Shiyadu Yachal Azima, which means that there has to have the potential that for us to be Mazin them.
Right.
Well, Eidus needs that. So Eidus dinei manes, Eidus dinei nefashes. We have to have, and Tosis, according to, in one side of Tosis, seems to say it's because you want a deterrent. Imagine if anyone who wants to come into Beis Din and say anything they want, and there'll be no punishment for them, right? Could you imagine that? Let's say anyone who wants can be made about someone else that is chayav misa, and we want to punish them. Okay. That would be atrocious, because anytime you don't like someone, you're like, Reuven is b'chal Shabbos, and I give him asura, kill him. And how are we going to prove that the guy wrong? So you got to have stakes. So you got to have repercussions in order to make sure that people don't just come in and testify things that are crazy. So that's Pashit Pshat and why we need Eidus Yachal Azima. But we need it by almost all Eidus. The question is, do we also need it by Kiddush HaChodesh? Maybe Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't need it. And we said a few different reasons. One reason is because, the last reason we just said, is because, look, this is not real Eidus anyway. This Eidus is just protocol. So when you have Eidus and really going to paskin based on that Eidus, you need a Shetio Chalazim. But over here, even if we know the Eidim are lying, we actually intimidate them in order to get them to say it because we want the new month. So, you need Eidus Shetio Chalazim.
Rabbi's saying Sha'ata, right? Not Sha'iata.
We need Eidus Sha'ata Yochel Azima.
Okay.
We need Eidus that you can be Mazim. Eidus Sha'iata Yochel Azima. Eidus that you can't be Mazim is not admissible in court. Most places. Uh-huh. Okay. There could be some exceptions to the rule. Now this is what Tosis Makkah says. This is what interesting. Tosis Makkah says, if there is an Eidus that is fundamentally impossible to have Hazama. Did you get that? Fundamentally impossible to have Hazama. So there the Torah didn't require Hazama.
Okay.
That's what Tosfos and Makkah says, which might be a machlokes, the two different pshatim and Tosfos, for what is the yisoid of Eidus Shiyata Yochel Azima. Because why does that fly? I mean, lamaisa, we have to be able to have some sort of deterrent. How do we trust the Eidim? Okay, whatever, that's Makkah's different dikareta. Kopanim, so we were machadish over here when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. It could be you don't need Eidus Shiyata Yochel Azima. Minchas Chinuch says you do. But we say maybe not. First of all, I don't know if we have it. I don't know if we have Malkus. I don't know if Malkus is enough. Also, it's not Bereyecha. We got a lot of reasons why, one could think that you don't need Eidus, but that wouldn't work out to have Eidus Shiyata Yochel Azima. And the Svara would be that either because it's impossible intrinsically, like we just mentioned in Tosfos, right? Because I can't be Mazim. Aid for Kiddush HaChodesh and do Kasha Zamam. I can't do Kasha Zamam. What am I going to do? Make Kiddush HaChodesh? What? They give Malkus that way? So that's one svar. The other svar is this is not real Eidus anyway. This Eidus, we're downgrading the Eidus. So therefore, we could give this one a pass. Those are our two svars. I'll call upon him. What we're going to do today is we're going to start Chazara from the beginning. We're going to do the Mishnah over again. I have some things to add to everything that we discussed up until now, but we're going to try to do start over from the Mishnah, do Chazara. If we manage to finish the whole Chazara today, we will. If not, we'll continue it on Sunday. That's today's schedule. Okay? We're starting from the Anfang. Ruhu Bezdin v'chol Yisrael. We're starting from the Mishnah, Nochamo from the Mishnah. So it's very, very bizarre. I don't have a good answer for this question. And the question is, why is this Mishnah in this parak? If you look, the previous parak is talking a lot about Kiddush HaChodesh. turn back for a second. Let's go to the previous Mishnah Zandaf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. And Mamish flows. It says, Rosh Bezdin Omer Makudish. Chalaam. Ainim Achara, Daniel. What is that? There you go. Daniel, listen, I want a bracha from you that everything should go well over here.
Amen, amen.
Can you give me a bracha?
Everything should go very, very well in the new Machane. What is it? Machane Camp of Teres?
Talmud Torah. Machane Talmud Torah.
Machane Talmud Torah.
Beis Hashem. We're going to do that. Hold on one second. And a bracha that we should Mekadashim Shemayim. Daniel? Daniel, a bracha that we Mekadashim Shemayim.
Bracha Shem Shemayim.
Amen, amen. Amen Hashem. You should have many years full of gesund and atzlocha and bracha, brius, nachas, kol mili demeitav. Okay, Akiva, it's his birthday. What are you smiling? It's his birthday. You should be dancing. Where's Yosef Tzvi? Give me a dance, Yosef Tzvi. Do you give me a dance? There it is. There it is. Daniel is dancing for you, Daniel. It's all for you. Wow, he's good. The guy is good. Check that out. Whoa. Unbelievable. That is gewaldic. Okay, let's get busy. The Mishnah says, Rosh Bezdin on Mekudesh, Cholam HaRachum Mekudesh, Mekudesh. That is the Mishnah on Daf. Blah, that's two Mishnahs beforehand. That was the Mishnah on Daf, Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. There's another Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis. It's also about Kiddush HaKodesh. All this is Kiddush HaKodesh raid. Second parak is big Kiddush HaKodesh raid. Kiddush HaKodesh hak. But the third parak, look on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, my friends. You got Gemaras in front of you. Matthew, you got a Gemara in front of you?
Yeah. Matthew,
you got a Gemara there?
Yeah, I do.
Chavav Amud Aleph, it says, Kol HaShoifreis K'sherim Chutz Mishel Para. We're talking about Shoifer. And the entire end of the parak is talking about Shoifer. Next Mishnah Chavav Amud Beis is Shoifer Shel Rosh Hashanah. The next Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph is Shoifer Shel Nizdak. Shoifer, 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 Shoifer. Everything is about Shoifer. And the first Mishnah on the third parak, for some odd reason, is talking about Ru Bezdin Lechol Yisrael. I don't know why. That belongs in the second parak. And start the new parak with Shoifer. The name of the parak should be Kol HaShoifers. I like that name. It's a cool name, Kol HaShoifers. But no. Some reason, they decided to put this here. I'm not really sure why. There's all different types of drushy regions, I think, but I didn't really get like something that I felt I was able to sink my teeth in something really fleshy. But it's here, and we're going to learn it, and we're going to learn it best.
Why can't we say it's because when Bezdin is Mekadosh D'Chodesh, they decide Rosh Hashanah is. So because of that.
That's one of the things that people, one of the reasons people say. But Lamaisa, that's not enough of a reason for me that it shouldn't be in the last parak, where it's all about Kiddush HaChodesh. That's Kiddush HaChodesh parak. This is Shoifer parak. In my head, it just makes a lot more sense just to like, leave it that clean. But Mamati's saying that it's coming to teach you that Bezdin are the ones that are Kodeo in Rosh Hashanah. The Koyach of Bezdin. Yeah, okay. Could be. That's what people say, Mati. You're Mechavim. But it doesn't, I don't know, it seems to me like it's a little soft. But that's the best we got. It's the best we got. Ru Bezdin Lechol Yisrael. So we spoke about who is Bezdin over here. And this is a big hack, and that's maybe what we're going to talk about a little bit more on Sunday. We're talking about Bezdin. Are we talking about Bezdin of Shalosh? Bezdin of Chav Gimel? Bezdin of Ayin Aleph? Who's the Bezdin? We're going to try to do a sikum of that, hopefully on Sunday. We're going to try to like get that clear. It's machloikas between Rambam and Ramban. The Ikkar, the Rambam seems to give some sort of status to Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, and not just the Rambam. Also Rashi, later on, where Rashi says that who are the ones that Makadosh the Chodesh? Rashi says the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. And then Rashi earlier said that it's HaKadosh is a Lachem L'chashuvei Hadar. We're wondering, why does Rashi change his language? Why does he say Lachem to the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph? What's Chashuvei Hadar exactly? But I'll call him. So Rashi also seems to say that it's Sanhedrin HaGadol, Rashi and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Rashi says, V'Bezdin HaGadol Shel Sanhedrin HaGdoila HaMekadshin Es HaChadoshim. So Rashi seems to say it's Bezdin HaGadol. And the Ramban says, no, it's a Bezdin of Shalosh. It's a pretty wide gap between the two of them, and the Ramban brought a raya from our Mishnah, the third case in our Mishnah, the third din in our Mishnah, which is that Ush Shloshevein Bez, and it's pretty clear they can only have three, could have only three, and we will discuss that again more on Sunday. So Ru Bez din Nechol Yisrael, Nechgru Ha'edim. Now we saw that the Gemara is going to say this is a second case. The first case is Ru Bez din Nechol Yisrael. The next case is Nechgru Ha'edim. That's the next case. Well, he speaku loymar mekudish ad shechashicha hareze meuber, and they did not manage to say mekudish until it got dark. So then it is chodesh is meuber. There's a month can either be chaser or it could be malay. Malay month is meuber, and then it would have 30 days, and the 31st day is going to be rosh chodesh. Or it has 29 days, and the 30th day. That's going to be when you're Makadish the Chodesh Bizman. So over here we're saying it's Harezeh Me'uber, and this happens on its own, by the way. Me'uber happens on its own, right? Because you don't have to be Makadish it. That's also a discussion in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, I mean, whether or not Bezdin is Makadish the Chodesh if it happens last. That happens late. Take a look at that Chav Dalit Amid Aleph. That same Mishnah that says, Rosh Bezdin Amid Mekudish. Mekudish, Mekudish. Says the Mishnah, Bein Shinir Bizmano, Bein Shalonir Bizmano, Makachanai. So, Makadish, whether it's seen Bizmano or not the next day, Bezdin will again say Makudish. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbezim Rab Tanakhimer, Imloinir Bizmano, in Makachanai, so Shekvar Kachuhu Shamayim. I don't have to Makadish it, it's on the 30, because it's either 30 or 31. If it's not 30, it's as a process of elimination, it's going to be 31. I don't need Bezdin to be Makadish it, and that is the way we paskin. Therefore, our Mishnah says, if Bezdin did not speak about Makudish Achachashecha, Hareze Me'uber. It is Me'uber. You try, we called it a buzzer beater. You tried getting it in beforehand. Lo speak about Makudish, didn't manage to do it. Ah! And Achachashecha. Chashecha does not, Pashtus mean Shkia, it means Tseis. Akopanim, Hareze Me'uber. This is a big kasha also on another Rambam. There's a lot of interesting Rambams here. Where the Rambam seems to say you could be Makadish Limachreya. So why is it Me'uber? You should be able to Makadish my prayer. We'll talk about that also, hopefully, on Sunday more. Akopanim. This is the Reisha. Next case is Ru Bezdin Bilvad. Bezdin Bilvad. They're the only ones that saw, Rashi says, Shein Mishiyed Elahim, V'lava Reisha Koi, B'samach L'chashecha, Ela Shayu Sho'is L'kadish. It's not going back on the Reisha. There's plenty of time for them to Makadish. The way that we said why Rashi is saying that, because after all, the din of the Reisha and the din of this case are totally different. The din of the Reisha is a Reisha Me'uber. The din over here is it says that you could be Mekadosh it. So obviously you got time to be Mekadosh. That's the way we learned what Rashi was saying. Tosfos seems to say a little bit differently. But who is this Bezdin that we're referring to? I would have said this is Bezdin, not Bezdin of Shalosh for sure. Maybe Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, especially according to Rashi, that it's given over to Bezdin Shalosh or the Rambam. But Tosfos says, no, it's Bezdin of Chaf Gimel for some reason. So that those are the ones who saw, and I don't know if there's any significance to Chav Gimel in particular, according to Tosfos. Al Kopanim, what do they do? Rubez Milvad Yamdu Shnayim. Two of them get up. Yidu Bifneim, and they will testify in front of the rest. According to Tosfos, there's 21 left. V'yomer Mekudish Mekudish. I don't know why it says Mekudish Mekudish. This was a big discussion that we had. A major, major hack, my friend, is that is what's important. Lo speak Lomer Mekudish. Is it the Rosh Bezdin's Mekudish that's important? Or is it the Am's Mekudish Mekudish that's important? We ended up saying that seems to be a Machloikas HaAcharonim. In other words, the process, the way that it works is as follows. When after Bezdin's Nechgru Ha'edim, usually they come together and discuss. They don't have a good word for that?
Convene.
Bezdin, thank you, Reuven. They convene. And then they come to a conclusion. Then they come out, and then the Rosh Bezdin is kind of like the judge, and he will pronounce, this month is Mekudesh. And the Am will say, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. It's like, I love it, because whenever we learn Mishnayis in the house, we do it like as like, kind of like a chant, or we do it not in tune with each other, but we do it together with each other. I'll say Mekudesh, and then everyone in the family says Mekudesh, Mekudesh. We kind of like try to like do it in the thing. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. My point is like this. The Shaila is, is what's important. The Rosh Bezdin saying Mekudesh. What's important is the I'm saying Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Again, we're down to the wire, my friends. So what happens if we're mamish down, we're counting seconds. There's someone there who's got to have his job has got to be to like tell Bezdin, ah, time's up. So he's about to say time's up. The Rosh Bezdin says Mekudesh, ah, time's up. And now the didn't say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Is that going to work or not? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it's fine. Even Daik in the Mishnah, I speak Ulomar Mekudesh. The Mekudesh is just one Mekudesh, and that one Mekudesh has to come from the Rosh Bezdin. And I think it was the Aruch Haner that we said at the time says, no. It says, lo hispiku loimer mekudesh. Then you need the to say mekudesh. And we kind of like said the machloikas really is, what is the yisoid of kiddush ha-chodesh? Who's being mekadesh the chodesh? If you remember, we saw Rabbi Kiva Eger, which we said is Rabbi Kiva Eger l'shitasai, that he was matamea on the Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram says that when you were mekadesh the chodesh, you should stand just like they stood when they did kiddush hachodesh back in the day. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, stand when they did kiddush hachodesh. The dayan sat. Yoshivu mechaverei meitzel yochad. It says in our Mishnah. Why are you standing? Because they used to stand. They didn't stand. They sat. Says Gaon Rav Moshe Feinstein. Ein achanami the dayanim sat, but the stood. Is the important? What's the They're just like spectators. They're just there because that's where the hack is. Kanira shelo. According to the Aruch Haner, if we need the to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, lo hispiku, lo yimer Mekudesh, we need their Mekudesh in order for this to work. It sounds like the is an integral part of Kiddush HaChodesh. So if they're an integral part of Kiddush HaChodesh, we need them to be Mekadesh. So therefore, we stand just like the stood. And we spoke about why that would be, because somehow that's going to be connected with what we spoke about, that the Rambam holds that you need Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. Because it's not being mikoyach the psak of bezin. It's not like kiddush hachodesh is such a terribly hard thing to paskin that you need a bezin of ayin aleph to paskin. But rather, we said that bezin of ayin aleph, they have a secondary function. The secondary function of bezin of ayin aleph is what? Does anyone know how to? Anyone have a good way to describe that? What the secondary function of bezin of ayin aleph is? Reuven.
Anyone? To act as Gadol, to act as a Supreme Court.
That's the first one. What's the secondary function?
To representation of the klal?
To represent the klal. So if the klal is being represented, the klal has to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. They have to accept it. Maybe that's the pshat in the Aruch Haner. Akopanim. That was the discussion that we had over here as to whether you're supposed to be medayik. We get back. We still have the deek of lo hispiku loimer Mekudesh. According to the Pshat of Rukiyeg, what does it say? Lo espiku. They didn't say Mekudesh. What does it mean they? According to Rukiyeg, it's only the Dayan saying Mekudesh. So he said, Enachanami, the Dayan is the only one who's actually verbalizing it. But he's speaking on behalf of the entire Bezdin. And that's how we're Medaik also the Gemara, the Mishnah later on. Eli Bashra's Medaik, it says, Sheni Yachan Neman Al Yedei Atzmai. We said, why does it say Eni Yachan Neman Al Yedei Atzmai? Just say Eni Yachan Neman. Levad. Al Yedei Atzma. So we explained, it's always a Yachid who's saying Mekudesh. Yachid Nemar, Loimer Mekudesh, is always a Yachid saying Mekudesh. He's just saying it for everyone else. So over here, if there is no one else in the end of the Mishnah, Yachid Nemar, Al Yedei Atzma, he's not Nemar to say it on behalf of himself. He's Nemar to say it on behalf of other people. That's why it's called Lo Hispiku Loimer Mekudesh. It's called We the Bezdin said Mekudesh, even only the Rosh Bezdin is speaking, but he speaks on behalf of all of us. That's what we said to explain the ratio of the Mishnah. Kopanim, the second case of the Mishnah, he said, The third case of the Mishnah, now you have three people seeing their Bezdin. Yamdu Hashnaim. Over here it says Hashnaim. It's interesting. Why does it say Hashnaim? The Yeshivu Mecha Beirehem. They make their friends mechaberim. Interesting, also dik. Eitzal yachid, the idu b'fneim v'yorim mekudesh mekudesh and yachid neman al yatzma. So we were medayik hashnaim because maybe the roish bezdin is the one who we have to leave because there is a particular person who's roish bezdin. So the other two mechaberim means they have to be contemporaries. You can't just bring two Joes off the street. You need to be people maybe of Sanhedrin. Maybe it might be that. Al kopanim. We were medayik something else. Why say ru shloisha v'hein bezdin? Before it says ru bezdin l'va. Now it says ru shloisha v'hein bezdin. Should say Ru Bezdin Shel Shloisha. I don't know. It's interesting lashon over here. Al Koponim. We asked another question. Let's see if there's Rashi. We'll do the Rashi first. We'll get the other question. Rashi says, "V'idu b'fneim hashnayim." Sheni yachad neman. loymer mekudesh lifnei atzmai. So we were medayik in Rashi. This came up very recently also. Why does it say sheni yochad neman loymer mekudesh? It sounds like from Rashi, the only problem with the yachid, the first problem we have with the yachid is when he says mekudesh. Up until there, the yachid could have done fine himself. He's okay doing the job himself. But he can't say mekudesh bifnei atzmai. What about the Kabbalah's Eidos? It sounds like from Rashi, who is medayik this in Rashi, the Sfas Emes, if I'm not mistaken, that he could be mekabalatus levad. And we said Rabbeinu Avraham Minhor says not like that. Rabbeinu Avraham Minhor says that the yachid is not neman mekabal edus levad. He can't be mekabal edus. After all, if I need three for the psak, I'm going to need three for the edim also. So the Sfas Emes shtel sur machloikas between Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechai. What about when it comes to Sanhedrin? I have Sanhedrin of 23 as the paskin on the nefashis. What about being mekabal the edus on this case? Do I need to have also the Sanhedrin by all of the edus? Do they have to be present for all of the testimony? Or they just have to be there again? Bezdin will convene. And they'll all say, okay, this was the Eidos, this is what we heard. Okay, what should we decide based on the Eidos? And the psak comes from Bezdin Shulchav Gimel, but the actual Eidos can be in front of the Bezdin of Shalish. That's the Machlokes, Rabbeinu Bechai and the Ramban. We said perhaps this is the same Machlokes over here, Rabbeinu Avraham Minhor and Rashi, where, listen, Avadi need three to paskin, but as far as Kabbalah's Eidos, maybe one is enough. Maybe you can just be Mekabalah Eidos in front of one. Or if the psak needs three, Kabbalah also needs three. But we said maybe Rashi over here, even if he holds that usually you always need the amount of people that are paskining on your din Torah, you also need them for the Kabbalah's Eidos. And if it would be a Bezdin din Fashis, so then they would require all 23 to hear the Eidos. But when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, maybe we're being more mekel. This is the side which we've been repeating and repeating and repeating, which is that the Eidos of Kiddush HaChodesh is kind of like, seems to be at least, somewhat secondary. Well, it's really just—it's more like a protocol than it is that the edus is really important. The Emek Brachas Medayik says brings from the Yerushalmi that we can actually intimidate edim to say edus. Usually, we intimidate to not say edus. I hear that's fine. I'm fine with that. But intimidate them to say edus. I know I'm getting people to say edus, even though I know that they don't know what they're talking about. What's up with that? Says the Emek Bracha, obviously the Eidos is not the same type of Eidos that we have everywhere else. And it's kind of like just the protocol. Bezdin has already decided before the Eidim walked in the room if they want to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh or not. They might even make the Eidim, they might force the Eidim to come in. Akupanim, so maybe that's why we're allowed the Bezdin to one person to Mekabel the Eid, and all we need is three to make the decision, are we being Mekadosh L'Chodesh or not. Okay. Now we get to a diak, something that we spoke about the diak, and I saw this morning the Siyat Ishmael that the question is in fact asked. We asked the question, we asked it in the Gemara, but we could ask it right over here, and that is, what is the chiddush of the second case of the Mishnah? I open the floor to my friends. What is the chiddush of the second case of the Mishnah? Eid Nasadayin, we see from the third case of the Mishnah. Again, there's three dinim in the Mishnah. The first din is Harezema Uber. In Arezema Uber, what do we say over there? We didn't say Mekudesh, it's not going to work. We'll see what the Chiddush of that is about Efarsim Amilsa, the Chiddush about Tchilas Din, Soif Din. That's the first case of the Mishnah. The last case of the Mishnah, we have the Chiddush of Eid Nasadayim, Rishloish of Ein Bezdin, Yamdu Ashnayim. And the third one also is can be Eid Nasadayim. And also, the Chiddush also we have that Yachid Mumcha can't be done. And you want to see the Chiddush of Ruba Laila, you see that there also. Because why do you have to be Yandu Ashnai? Must be talking about Ruba Laila. So there's no Chiddush in the second case that I don't see in the third case. The second case is Ru Bezdin Bilvad Yandu Ashnai V'yidu B'tnei V'yom Kiddush M'Kiddush. What's the Chiddush there? What do I see there that I don't see in the third case? This is my question. I asked this question in the Gemara, but now that I was going over the Mishnah, I saw some people speaking about it in the Mishnah itself. So first of all, what I want to tell you is that there is such a technique as loy zu af zu. Again, lo zu af zu. You have to know when do we apply the cloud of lo zu af zu. But lo zu af zu means that I'm seeing not only this, but even that. So as long as there's a chiddush in the first Mishnah, even if it gets eclipsed by the next Mishnah, we're good. You can't have a Mishnah that has absolutely no Chiddush. But even if the chiddush of the first one is eclipsed by something following it, that's loy zu af zu. Not only this, even that. So I would have said that maybe that's the whole reason why we have it over here. Enochanami, I see everything about Ubalaila and all that stuff, Lotation maybe going there, all that I already see in the third Mishnah, but that's afterwards. So not only this, Loizu, Afzu, and this, even this one. That's what I would have said. However, the Achrayim say other Turis. So the Turi Evan says something that's very cryptic. I'm going to try to give you an understanding, perhaps. Maybe this is some of what the Turi Evan thinks. Says the Turi Evan. Like this. In the Seifa, it's very, very creative. In the last Chiddush of the Mishnah, how many of the Dayanim that are going to be part of the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Kiddush HaChodesh proclamation of Mekudesh, how many of those Dayanim saw the moon? In the third case, how many of the people that are going to be part of the Bezdin that will be Mekadesh the Chodesh?
One.
Saw one. The other, where are the other two from?
Yeah, random, from friends.
Yeshiva Mechavereim, it's only other. You get two other people, bring them down. In the second case of the Mishnah, Ubezdin Milvad, how many of the people that are going to paskin on the Kiddush HaChodesh, saw the moon?
All three.
Therefore, says the Turi Evan, that being that everyone that was here saw the moon, I might think that you don't even have anyone like doing due diligence. Therefore, I wouldn't be Mekadesh the Chodesh with them. You need to have at least someone over here is totally, right, totally objective. Everyone here is going to say the same thing. I would think that maybe we weren't allowed to be the Mekadesh. So I don't see that from the third case. In the third case, there's only one Dayan who is partial and saw the moon with them. The other two are from the street. But in the second case, Ru Bezdin Bilvat, everyone paskining, all of them are from people that saw. Therefore, I would think maybe we wouldn't allow that to go through. That's the Kamash Milan that it works. Let's keep going. What's up, the Mishnah writer? Now we're going to start, right? We start the Gemara. It's a very subtle diak here in the Rishayim, because the Gemara's question of, I don't need Kol Yisrael, or Kol Yisrael doesn't add a thing, doesn't add a whit. Or just, what do I need it for? Once I have Bezdin, I'm good. You said the Chayre, it really depends on how you understand Bezdin's role in Kiddush HaChodesh. If Bezdin is representing Kol Yisrael, so I understand Kol Yisrael definitely would be perhaps advantageous or would be significant. I don't need it, but it might still be significant. But the Gemara is still a question. The question is, what Ru Bezdin Kol Yisrael, what do I need that for? Says the Gemara, it's not because I thought, I might have thought that being that Kol Yisrael saw it, therefore you should not be ma'aber the chodesh. It's a farsim of lola avre, kamash malon that we are ma'aber the chodesh. So there's a few things here. First of all, what was the havamina? Just because it was known? So what? So there was, who cares that it was known? And this, we also had two different shatim. And this is also a two different shatim. What does that mean? Just the fact that it's known. Again, Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, and perhaps the Ritva. He said, the Pshatim are, I'm going to try to see if I can get them over here. Yeah. No. You do over here. I don't have all of them here. If it means that because, excuse me, I think I took them out of this paper, so I have them somewhere else. I don't have them in front of me. Oh, it's always good to have Rabbi Schweitzer with us.
Ben Avram, I remember the Shiva said, it's like you said Mekudish, Mekudish.
Ben Avram always said, it's mamish as if I said Mekudish.
As you say Mekudish. Yeah.
It's as if you said it. And I think it was the Ritva that says that I might think you don't need to say Mekudish, or that you keep Mekadish Mafreya.
Yeah.
And it's a Vada. It's not a question of that. It just works on its own according to the Ritva. It's not like poof. According to the Ritva, according to Rabbi Avram, it works on its own. So we said Rabbi Avram in Ahar is perhaps the Shitasai that we're saying that really the Iker of Bezdin is really just there to do what? To represent the Am. The Am is present and the Am sees it. So then there's no need for Bezdin. I might think there's no need for Bezdin to announce anything. It's a fast from a milsa. Bezdin just there to announce it. We said, according to the Magen Avraham, according to Moshe Feinstein, the Iker is the Am. The Iker is not the Reish Bezdin. So I thought if the Am is present, the Reish Bezdin doesn't have to say anything. So therefore, it wouldn't even be that the Reish Bezdin is being Mekadesh. And this was Nageya to what we said later on in this man. We're talking about, is this called Eid Nasadayim? Are they Paskin? They're not even Paskin in Ru Bezdin Achol Yisrael. The Havamin was they don't have to Paskin. Call Yisrael Sod. We're good. We're fine. We don't have. No one has to say anything. According to Rabbi Avraham Minahor, Mashenkin. According to the Ritva, no. The Avamina was that we're going to have to be Mekadeshit Limafreya, because now it's embarrassing. Everyone already saw the new moon, so I can't say that. Okay, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. No, it's not. Everyone knows it's today. It could be an Afkamina, my friends. What does it mean, Kol Yisrael? Kol Yisrael is a very. What does that mean? Does that mean 100 people? I mean, does that mean 600,000 people? Does it mean all of Kol Yisrael? What exactly does it mean, Kol Yisrael? According to the way we're learning Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, that it has to be that all of Kol Yisrael saw. I mean, obviously, it's not very practical, but maybe it's talking about, I can't even be Shalosh Regalim. When could all of Yisrael see the new moon? It can't be Shalosh Regalim. It's the middle of the month. So I don't know what they would be doing there. I don't know how you'd have such a megalachite by Rubez in the Kol Yisrael. We know all of Klal Yisrael saw it. Or it just means it has to be somewhat public, enough public, that it's going to be embarrassing. That's going to be the Chayra, a nafkamina in between. Right, yeah, how do we know that everyone saw it? We can assume, maybe we'll assume. Uncle Pai, he went the tunnel, they ruled Bez and the Chayra saw Nechre Edom Lamali. So what are you nechkreinim for? Says Malchi Kamer, Inami nechkreinim. They speak about Mekudesh Ad Shachas Shecher is a Meubah. So we medayik in the Rambam here that the Rambam says that the words Lo speak was going only on nechkreinim. And it's mashallah in the Gemara because the Gemara repeats the whole thing. So the Gemara, Inami nechkreinim. Lo speak about Mekudesh Ad Shachas Shecher. Why are you repeating that? That's isn't Lo speak going back on everything? No, because Rubez and Chol Yisrael Pashas is talking about they saw it when the night before. So what do you mean, lawyers speak along the Kurdish? They saw it the night that when it first appeared as the 30th. So Bezdin has the entire day to be Mekadesh the Kurdish. It shouldn't take very long. What do you mean, lawyers speak? Okay, they got busy, they got distracted. Not lawyers speak. But when it comes to Edim, Nachre Edim means that they're mamish in the process of Nachre Edim. They're like there. They're right now interrogating the Edim. They're standing there. They're like, boom. Oh, buzzer, beater, fail. So that's the difference between the two cases. The Chayra, the first case is talking about that they saw it the night before. And then there's no lo espiku in that case. Akoponim, so now we have two cases, the same din, hareze me'uber. So we want to keep in the tunnel of Achach HaShech, hareze me'uber, lamele lemisnech hachiris edem klal. Once you told me the first case of Achach HaShech, hareze me'uber, why do you need hachiris edem at all? I would have thought that Chakiris Edom is the beginning of the din, and Mekudesh Mekudesh is the end of the din, and you could finish it at night, just like the Nefesh Nitzna Din Imamenis, just like the Imamenis done by Yom Megor and Balayla. Chanaim Mekadshin Balayla. You can. Why not? I'm a Kli Chok Yisrael Mishal Yaakov. So we discussed this at length. We're just going to start this a little bit. I'm going to share with you a Dvar Torah on the parasha, hopefully, and we're going to call it a day. We discussed this at length. We're going to continue with this hopefully on Sunday. We discussed what is the idea of Nechku Ha'edim. How can you finish it at night? Why can't you finish it at night when it comes to Kiddush HaKodesh? Why, Taka, do we now not allow you to finish it at night? What about Dina Nefashis? Can Dina Nefashis be finished at night? And what we basically discussed was, do we consider the Haggadah's Eidus like Tchilas Din? Is Haggadah's Eidus like you're already in, or is it considered to be as if it is, it's just pre-gaming? Like we said, if we spoke about starting davening Shema, the person says Shema, and comes to mind Kriya Shema. Once he started, maybe he could finish, just like Bilam. Once he started the curse, maybe he could finish. Is this similar? Is it not similar? But let's say a person comes to Shul, you can't say, okay, well, if I came to Shul by his mind Kriya Shema, so then I don't have to worry about when I get there, when I actually say the words, because that's not called I'm already in the zone. It's called pre-gaming. So is Haggadah's Eidus called pre-gaming, or is it actually called being part of it? So I think that depends on, perhaps depends on how we understand the nature of Eidim and the relationship with Kiddush HaChodesh. We'll continue with that and more, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully on Sunday. I'm very excited to do that together with you. This week's parasha is Parashas Behar, Parashas Bechukaisai. Two parashas. Anyone wants a lane, you're welcome to come here free of charge. I'm going to share with you perhaps a thought. Yeah. Bezrat Hashem. Ay. So, let's try to get here something in the... I think that Shemitah is a very important... a very important lessons that we have in the parasha of Shemitah. So here we are. The pasuk says, the aretz lo simacha letznisus. Ki li aretz ki geinim etoy shavim atem imadi. The land should not be sold for eternity. Why? Because you are gerim. Gerim is strangers or visitors. Toshavim is dwellers. You're a ger of a toshav. Atem imad. You're with me. You're like you're at the same time. You are like a ger. You're a toshav. Those are really contradictions in terms. So we got to figure that out. So the Sefer, Eitzois Pnimei HaTorah says, what is the secret to happiness? And he says the following thing. It's all about your frame. It's about your mind frame, your frame of mind. In other words, if a person is happy, it's an emotion. So it's all about how where you like put your head if you want to be happy or not. Imagine if your parents told you, Daniel, for your birthday, we decided we're going to get you a mode of transport. You're like, is it a motorcycle? You'll see. Is it a car? You'll see. Is it an SUV? Is it a convertible SUV? That's a good idea. You know, I'm asking. So what is it? You go outside and there it is. It's a horse with like a wagon behind it. Like, seriously? Seriously. Listen, it's got a wagon. It's got his trunk, big trunk space. So like, oh my goodness. That's a disappointment. But, you know, imagine 200 years ago, if someone would have said, I'm gonna buy you for your 20th birthday, your own horse and buggy. Whoa, that guy would be dancing for joy, jumping up and down. That is unbelievable. So what's the difference? The difference is it's a question of your mind frame. If a person, you know, has expectations from this world, he's expecting a lot, so then he can get disappointed. If he doesn't, so then it's, you know, then he's happy. Says the Sefer Eitzos, Pnimei HaTorah, that if a person, he always considers himself a ger in this world. He has no expectations. I don't know about you. When I go on a train, if the seat's not that comfortable, it's not like I'm like, oh. When I go on a plane, I'm like, I'm okay. You know, I could be squeezed between two people. It's just a couple of hours. Wow. Someone's getting a lot of crying going on over there. Anyway, I it's not like I'm, you know, because it's temporary. So this is the Yesoid. The Yesoid is that a person has the right mind frame and realize we're just in this world temporarily. We're just here to do a job. You can hear it, right? Yeah. I'm not sure where that's coming from, but if you could just hold your hand over your speaker, just because it's a little bit loud. Thank you very much. Akoponim. So like this. The Rebbe Eliyahu Dessler says a beautiful vort. I said it last night to those that were there, speaking about Pesach programs and backyard wedding. Ezu Asher Asameach Bechelkoi. Says Rebbe Dessler, it doesn't say Asameach Bechelkoi is also an usher, or he's a form of usher, or he's kind. Ezehu Asher, you want to know who's rich? Asameach Bechelkoi. There's nothing else. Because I'll tell you why. Because if someone would have had a horse and buggy 200 years ago, he would be considered rich. Today, he considers to me, we go to Annapolis, we see these people, horse and buggies, we laugh at them. So is that called rich? In 20 years from now, people are going to laugh at our phones and say, ah, that's a junky phone. You got this. I remember I had a guy, one time I was at his house, he brought out this fancy, that was when they're first coming out with cameras, with digital cameras. He brought this fancy digital, ooh, that's so fancy. He goes, ah. They just came out with a new one 2 days ago. It was like, ah, piece of garbage. I'm like, okay, that's the way it's gonna be. I remember one time I was in a car. I pulled up to the lot, and next to me was this nice Mazda. It was like a really nice Mazda. And he was like feeling really good about himself. I was driving some sort of junky something or other, and he was like, "Wow, I'm in a Mazda." And then pulled up right next to him a Jaguar. Like so, like his face, like, I'm such a loser. Like. You know, okay, so what does it mean to be rich? It means one thing, Sameach Bechelko. You could be driving around your Subaru Avreichim, that's what we call it. You could be in your horse and buggy. You could walk on your feet and have no car at all, and you could say, I'm a rich man. You know why? Because I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy with what I have. I feel blessed. Hashem has given me so much. So it's something that we all should try to, we should aspire to. I saw a graffiti which was terrible. Don't believe all graffitis that you read. It says, don't love what you get what you love. Disaster. My friends, love what you get. That's happiness. Just be happy. If a person's always trying to get what they love, and it's like, oh, but I love that. Let me get that. Let me get that. Let me get that. Your whole life running after something that you think you love. And like, no, I don't love that anymore. Now I love this. Okay, let me go get that. Just love what you get. Be a happy person. And have a happy life.